Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2022. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. Starting off with a conference update. The NZART conference website has been updated with additional information, including the registration information and registration form. The form is available in both electronic form or as a downloadable PDF. If using the electronic form, then you must use a separate email for each person registering. If using the PDF, then scan or photo it with your mobile device to email or send it via New Zealand Post. All details are available on how to do this on the conference website. The only way to make payment is via internet banking. There is no online payment method. Unfortunately, break-in is late to New Zealand Post, so you will be receiving your break-in as it was lodged on Tuesday the 19th of April with New Zealand Post. Some of you may be receiving it early this week, and others, due to ANZAC, may be receiving it next week. Unfortunately, there is nothing we can do with the delivery delays that pushed out the normal delivery times to New Zealand Post. In times of COVID isolation requirements, we must accept them and carry on. The next issue of break-in, May-June, will include the conference registration form and other information as it is known at the time of printing. As usual, the most up-to-date information will always be on the conference website. Our youth officer, Brendan, ZL2SB, has resigned from his position due to work commitments. A vacancy will be advertised in the next break-in for this position. The new Incorporated Societies Act 2022 has been passed into legislation recently. NZART will be reviewing its constitution and will provide some guidance over the coming years for NZART clubs and branches as to the way forward. While the bill has been enacted, many of its provisions will not take effect immediately. For example, for groups considering becoming a new society, until around the third quarter of 2023, they must register under the 1908 Act. After that time, they must register under the 2022 Act. In addition, the situation for any society registered under the 1908 Act, including those that register before the end of the third quarter of 2023, is as follows. Until third quarter 2023, they remain subject to the rules of the 1908 Act. At some point in the period of the fourth quarter of 2023, or the end of 2023, to the first quarter of 2026, a period of about 2.5 years, they must re-register with the company's office or they will cease to exist. As soon as they re-register, they become subject to the rules of the 2022 Act. This means each society will become subject to the new rules at the time of its own choosing, so there is no need to panic. NZART hopes to provide templates for clubs and branches to assist in this change as each reviews its own constitution. An update on the 60-metre licence. Richard Harkett, ZL2FY, one of the NZART Administration Liaison Officers, has spoken with RSM and is waiting on them to issue a new GURL. Until they do, the status quo continues. If required, the licence will be renewed and we will continue until the GURL is issued. Nothing more can be done as it now sits with RSM for the next step. It is with great sadness that I advise the passing of Frank Hunt, ZL2BR, also had the call sign ZM2B. Frank was a well-known and respected contester worldwide and served as NZART contest manager from 2010 until his retirement in 2021. Frank was also an NZART councillor from 1981 to 1983. A full tribute will appear in the next issue of Break-In. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The president of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The Radio Electronics Group, NZART Branch 89, give notice of their annual equipment sale to be held at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton, on Saturday the 21st of May 2022. Please note the new road layouts. Vendors are welcome from 8:30 a.m. Doors open to the public at 10 a.m. You may pre-book tables for $20 or on the day for $25. Buyers in public, $2 lucky ticket entry. There'll be refreshments, also door prizes, plenty of parking, easy access, also motorhome parking. For vendors, a registration form can be obtained by contacting Vern, ZL1TKG, email ZL1REGSale@gmail.com. ZL1REGSale@gmail.com. That's the Radio Electronics Group annual equipment sale in Hamilton on Saturday, the 21st of May. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, Jim, and Pumaria, everyone. I will be very brief tonight, as I am still recuperating from COVID. Breathlessness is a very real thing, so I hope you're all safe, or vaccinated at least. Just to reiterate what Mark has reported, break-ins should be in your letterboxes, if not already, then early next week. It's a perfect storm this month, folks, with COVID slowing production, then getting to the mailing centre, and finally mailing out. All has been reduced to a slow crawl with staff shortages. Add to that, we've had 3 short weeks, so makes things rather difficult. Your branch statistics will be posted out in early May, so you have plenty of time to consider and discuss the remits as published. Lastly, a reminder for everyone to please send me any nominations for awards to be presented at the AGM as soon as you can. That's about all I can cope with tonight, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Now for an update on Amateur Radio International news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week's report with a story of ham radio and high adventure on the open seas. Japan's most well-known yachtsman, an octogenarian adventurer, is hoping to become the oldest person to cross the Pacific Ocean alone. With a radio, of course. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, catches us up on his journey.
In 1962, Kenichi Hori became the first man to cross the Pacific Ocean alone, non-stop. He was 23 when he ended his journey from Japan 94 days later, docking his yacht in the U.S. city of San Francisco. Now at the age of 83, the seasoned sailor is on his way, and ahead of schedule, to becoming the oldest person to cross that ocean again. 60 years later, he is making the trip in reverse. He left San Francisco on March 26 on a yacht measuring 19 feet or 5.8 meters, stocked with food, water, a satellite phone, and his preferred method of communication, an amateur radio. Although no call sign was listed for him on QRZ.com, Southgate Amateur Radio News reported it as JR3JJE. According to a report in the Asahi Shimbun, the prospect of a contact with him had amateurs back home in Japan adding extra-large antennas in the hope of scoring some big DX. According to news reports, propagation has been something of a challenge for most. There's still time for a QSO, however. Kenichi was spotted near Hawaii on April 17th, and he doesn't expect to arrive home until early June. Track his progress on a map you'll find on his website. The address appears in the text version of this week's newscast script at arnewsline.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
It's been 50 years since the historic moon mission known as Apollo 16. Amateurs around the U.S. will agree. That's reason to activate some special event stations. Paul Brown, WD9GCO, has those details.
If you remember NASA's Apollo 16 moon mission, or even if you weren't around back then, you don't want to miss the 50th anniversary celebration of that historic journey, which was the fifth moon landing mission. NASA On the Air special event stations around the United States will be on the bands between Saturday, April 23rd and Wednesday, April 27th, marking the milestone. Different local NASA radio clubs will be active at different hours, so check the spotting clusters or the NASA On the Air WordPress blog site. The many participating clubs at NASA sites include the Ames Research Center Amateur Radio Club, NA6MF, in California, the Glenn Research Center Club, NA8SA in Ohio, the Goddard Space Flight Center Club, WA3NAN in Maryland, and the Stennis Space Center Club, N5SSC in Mississippi. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH in Shelbyville, Tennessee, saying 7-3. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. And completing the official broadcast lineup tonight, it's Branch News. Well, it will be, but before we join Stephen, ZL4HG, for tonight's Branch News, let's hop back in time and see what your branch was doing 30 years ago in the Branch News for Sunday, the 28th of April in 1991. And now time for our roundup of Branch News. Joining me on the broadcast tonight, Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening, Jim. Good evening, everyone. From the 29er, North Shore Branch Newsletter, Jumbo ZL1HV would like to remind you that the next bowls evening is at the Albany Hall on the 1st of May.
From Papakura Radio Club, Branch 65, their April newsletter, next meeting May the 8th.
From the Auckland VHF Group, their next meeting on Monday the 20th of May at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms. Antennas and antenna construction techniques is the topic, with Peter ZL1UKG.
From Cambridge Branch, a reminder about their annual sale on the 11th of May at the Town Hall.
From the Whanganui Branch NZART, the 31st annual junk sale of Branch 48 NZART will be held on the 4th of May 1991 at the St John's Ambulance Hall, St Hill Street, Whanganui.
And from Branch 27, that's New Plymouth, every Wednesday, Branch Net on the 720 repeater at 19:30 hours, and every Thursday, the Taranaki HF Net on 3593 MHz at 2000 hours.
The next meeting of Hutt Valley Branch 18 will be held on Monday the 6th of May, 7:30 p.m. in the Hutt Valley Tramping Club rooms, Birch Street and Lower Hutt.
And a note here from Hastings Branch, due to subsequent demand from the last have-a-go 160 metre activity, Hastings Branch 13 wishes to announce that this activity will be on again for those wishing to try out 160 metres with guaranteed contacts. Yes, national and international advertising is occurring. The date, the 21st and 22nd of June 1991.
Down south to Otago Branch 30, their next meeting May the 15th. Voting on remits for the NZART conference.
And I'm still in Wellington. A reminder to members in the Wellington region to keep an eye on your next newsletter for details of the Bastille Night function to be held in mid-July.
And right down south to Southland Branch 37, their next meeting, May the 21st. 13 remits to National Conference, discussion and the vote, and a junk sale to follow.
And that's Branch News for tonight. Now please, please don't front up for any of those club activities you just heard. They were held 30 years ago. Right now I take the opportunity to congratulate Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, on the completion of 30 years as the presenter of the Branch News section of this official broadcast. Hey, well done, Stephen, and thank you.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm not sure what to say. I think the best thing I can say is I seem to be getting better with time.
You've had a while. And that's the reason for looking back 30 years, everyone, and an inclusion of that clip tonight, just to see the way it was done and what was happening in your branch way, way back. Now, without further ado, it's back to you, Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, for tonight's Branch News.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to a roundup of news from around your area. Well, we're not out of the pandemic yet, but things are starting to look promising, so branches are beginning to get together for more activities. Just remember that things can change quite quickly, so be sure to check closer to the date of a meeting to make sure everything is in order. And we start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, which has its annual used equipment sale on Saturday the 23rd of July this year. Yes, it's a little way off, but worth putting in your calendar now. It'll be held at the club rooms at Heritage Park in Whangarei. Doors will be open for sellers at 9 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. There'll be food and tea and coffee available. And if you want to book a table, contact Paul ZL1PC at 021-926-952. And that number again, 021-926-952. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its May monthly meeting planned for Monday the 2nd of May at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve. The club is hosting a spokesperson from the Wellington Region Emergency Management Office. Nelson Amateur Radio Club, Branch 26 NZART, has its next meeting planned for Wednesday the 18th of May, and the topic is Digital Modes with Andrew ZL2HZ. And that meeting will start at 7:30pm at the Enid Glynn Community Hall in Tuckett Place, Stoke, in Nelson. The Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART, has its next general meeting on the 12th of May, after the annual general meeting, at the Marlborough Vintage Car Club Rooms in Brayshaw Park in Blenheim. And that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting tonight from Nelson. Now, just before we go tonight, information from Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, the NZART Sangster Contest Coordinator. This year's Sangster Shield Contest will be held on Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd of May, 2000 hours to 2300 hours, New Zealand Standard Time, each evening. Now, the contest is 80 metres, CW only, with power output up to 5 watts PEP. There are 6 half-hour operating periods each evening, 12 in total. The rules for this year's contest are unchanged since those published in the 2016 April-May break-in and as per the details on the NZART website. Note that the Transistor Trophy entry category allows first-time Sangster contestants to enter rather than just newly licensed operators. A reminder too that the exchange cipher is RST, contact serial number beginning at 001, and branch number. Use the branch number of your location regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. Now, operating for just one night is also fine, as we would all prefer to have as many stations on the air as possible. The Sangster Shield Contest 2022 will be held on Saturday 21st and Sunday the 22nd of May. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 29th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for April 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.